Good morning, 8:39, Finger Lakes Morning News. Time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
And how are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm well, and this is interesting today. We're going to talk about whipping people into shape in Yates County, and since I live in Yates County, I might be the first person to sign up.
We are, and strengthening and conditioning, and what I'm so happy about is that we know that there are people who want to feel stronger and just healthier and feel more confident in their movements and even just be less likely to fall, be at fall risk of things. So I am here with Maureen Oil today. So we've had Maureen before talking about our rehab services. We feel so grateful. A few years ago, Maureen came to Finger Lakes Health from Long Island, actually, but she had some roots here. She's the director of rehabilitation services. She oversees our Groundsy outpatient rehab. She oversees our acute physical rehab in Geneva. There's obviously outpatient rehab sites that people don't realize that at Soldiers and Sailors, we do outpatient rehab. At Huntington Living Center, we do outpatient rehab. We have rehab in all of our long-term care facilities. So Maureen has a really big bailiwick, basically. She's a physical therapist by training with a doctorate in physical therapy and also a William Smith alum. So she kind of came back home to roost a little bit, and we snatched her, and she lives locally with her wonderful family. But this beautiful idea has been born of her desire to be out in the community. What does the community need? How can we help? How can we make sure people are strong and that we're doing the kind of conditioning? So we're going to talk about a grant-funded program that we're really appreciative that the Yates Community Endowment, which is part of the Rochester Area Community Foundation, has recently awarded and announced that they will be funding this special IDEA program in Yates County. But we've also been doing some free programming around the community. We're going to talk about when they are, where they are, and what you can benefit from going out for some sort of supervised exercise, as well as really just education and assessment so that you realize how you can be stronger. So
all right, Maureen, welcome back.
Morning.
It's always good to have you here. Before we start, because every time I go on the webpage under rehab and physical therapy, I'm reminded what a wide area of things it is that you do. Physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech and pelvic floor disorder, and so many things. So give us kind of a quick rundown of that list of services.
Well, we have... Right, we start in the hospital setting, so if someone's ill in the hospital for a prolonged time, we help get them moving and make sure they're safe to go home. We have an acute rehab unit here in Geneva where we treat a lot of patients who had strokes, lost limbs, had hip fractures. We also have short-term rehab at all our long-term care facilities in Huntington Living Center, at Living Center South, and also down in Homestead and Penn Yan. And we have outpatient sites that see all that. And actually now we have outreach to Hobart William Smith Colleges and Cuca Colleges, where we send a therapist over on a weekly basis, a couple times a week, to treat the student athletes to get them back on the field and playing arena faster. So we're pretty much in a lot of different places.
All
so,
ages.
And one of the things that's been a recurring theme in our conversations is it's becoming less about treating problems after they happen and more about what can we do to prevent them in the first place. And that kind of leads into this Yates County grant and the program you're going to be doing.
Yep. We don't just want to focus on rehab. We want to focus on wellness and the wellness of our community. So we have a couple different programs. We have a free program in Geneva where we'll screen 65 years of age and older on fall risk, on disability ratings. It's kind of like a checkpoint I tell the patients in the community that yearly you should come in just like you get your blood pressure and cholesterol. Come in and see how you're moving, how well you're doing. So that screening we do every third Thursday of the month, and that's free, and we block you off for a half an hour time for a one-on-one session and run you through a battery of tests that predict your fall risk. And we tell people, you know, you're doing great, or here's some exercises. This might be an area that means something. But if you do come in and you're high risk for falls, we recommend therapy, and hopefully you'll come to us. But we want to keep you moving and keep you safe.
Are there, other than illness, are there factors when people reach 65 and older that tend to make them more fall prone? Do we kind of, I don't know, do we not walk right when we're older and make kind of mistakes like that? Or,
well, things start to ache, right, from arthritis, yeah. And we just start doing less. And by doing less, you'll do even less in the future. So we want to, you know, you got to keep moving. So if you come in, maybe we can correct the movement pattern that you have so that you do feel more comfortable moving and more safe, and you don't stop your activities. So say someone likes to golf and all of a sudden their shoulder's hurting them a lot, or their knee. So they stop golfing and then they'll do less, and they tend to become more homebodies. And we don't want that to happen. Come in, let us see what, you know, assess your shoulder and maybe teach you a different technique or a slightly different movement pattern so that you can stay in the field and the game a little bit longer. Because we are living longer and we want to maintain our independence.
And I know one of the things that we've talked about before from the sports angle is compensating for one injury and leading to another problem. If you, you know, I always use the example of a pitcher that hurts their arm and then they change their delivery and then they hurt their leg because they're landing differently.
Yep, we're like a train. We're all connected. So derail one part, you're going to derail the rest. But that's why what leads into our other program is our exercise program, which we offer at every site, and we're really happy down in Penn Yan to have the foundation support us and help make this program more accessible to more people, is an exercise program. So a lot of people are fearful of exercising. They don't know how to do it or right to do it or how to start. So our class, it's an 8-session class, so it's twice a week for 4 weeks. We kind of focus on how to assess your response to exercise, you know, taking your own pulse, using scales to see how hard you're working, because if you're working too hard, you can cause injury. If you're not working hard enough, you don't get that change. So we want you to be like Baby Bear, that just right range, right? So we teach you that. We teach you the parts of an exercise, the warm-up, the cool-down, what's a cardio exercise, what's a strengthening exercise, and a lot of it's technique. You know, I go to the gym and I see people moving way too fast, or they use a high-level weight, and so then they're straining ligaments and they're not really using their muscles to the safest way that they can. So we want to teach the folks, whether they stay and go to a gym after us or if they want to work at home, we'll tailor it so that we'll teach you how to do that properly with the proper posture so that you don't cause injury.
I know. Go ahead, Laura.
I was just going to say, so many of us, too, are self-conscious. I'm just going to say, like, if you don't exercise frequently, you're self-conscious, you really don't know. You either want to go out there and you hit it too hard, or just the opposite, you're kind of doing what you think is helpful, but it's really not. So to be able to do it in sort of a non-threatening environment where there's actually a trained person giving you tips sort of on your side. We've heard fantastic stories about our rehab team, everything from helping cross the finish line with some of our patients after an illness to incredible things with 5Ks. Just to have that kind of assessment in a very supportive environment where then you know you can go to the Y, you can go to the Yates County Recreational Resource Center, which is where we'll be able to offer some additional exercise opportunity after this class because of the Yates Community Endowment. Will help us support that. It just really, I think, gives people that confidence. And I think that is a piece of this, is you want to keep your conditioning up, but to have the confidence to know that somebody's kind of on your team and helping you in kind of a non-threatening environment versus showing up. I know you're saying you've gone to some other more active gyms and those places that maybe you're seeing what people are doing right or wrong, but they have no idea.
Right.
They literally just show up and start doing their thing. And they have no ability to assess that. To have professionals assess that, either for free or through this grant program, we feel really thrilled to be able to offer that kind of expertise to the community.
Well, I know the old adage, especially with weightlifting, was that you had to actually injure the muscle to make it stronger, that you kind of, you intentionally make it work kind of beyond, I'm not saying this right, I guess, but beyond its capability. I mean, is that still the thinking, or is evolved?
You do want to work the muscles of fatigue to get strength, you know, and there will be, you know, no pain, no gain is kind of true. You'll still have some muscle soreness, but there's a good soreness, and then there's one that's not good. And I think if you come to us and we work you through it, we kind of teach you that difference. And we also have you set your own goals so that they're realistic. You know, we have to teach people how to set goals. I'm going to go in and I'm going to go on the treadmill and I'm going to do 30 minutes. And after 5 minutes, I'm done. And then that's it. I'm not going to go back. So we say, no, let's come in. Let's set your baseline and let's grow from there. So you have a different outlook of, oh, I can't reach this, but hey, I'm going to get there kind of thing. So, you know, all that's very important to be tied in into a great program is your mental components, your physical components. And we really look at the individual to really set that baseline for them so that they can only grow from there and have success. And a lot of the battle is setting those unrealistic goals and not being able to achieve them. So
you mentioned the treadmill, and that's where I was going to go next. Is there are all these various running machines. You have the inclined ones. Are there mistakes in technique that people kind of typically make when using one of those, whatever kind of running device it is? Are there some tips to use it the correct way to get the most out of it?
Well, if you come to us, we'll put you on, especially, like I said, if you had home or if you want to go to a gym. If you have a treadmill at home, we'll incorporate that into your program. And there's not really mistakes that you can do. Like, you can overdo it, like I said, and just kind of ruin your psyche about it. Not so much injury during technique. There's different ways to start it. You know, when you get on a treadmill, you should never start with your feet on the belt because you never know if it's going to come on. So you start straddling the machine and then gradually ramp it up. You know, and every time you're on it, you just make an adjustment. If whether it is the incline or it's the speed, you know, so that you keep challenging yourself. So if something becomes easy, you want to advance that. Injury-wise or technique-wise on a treadmill, you know, you can kind of tweak out a knee injury or a hip injury by stance time on one, you know, when you hit the ground and hold it longer on one side than the other. So you try to even it out. And if you're doing something like that, then we'll pull you off the treadmill and have you do other tasks to get that muscle imbalance evened up and then advance eventually to the treadmill.
In most exercise programs, kind of a general question, is it best to do day on, day off, day rather than something every day?
It's all a matter of your time so that you're successful. So if you can do it every day, 30 minutes a day is the recommended. But if you can't, you know, and then you when if you do it every day, you'll focus on different things. Do legs one day, do upper extremity another day, do cardio another day, and we'll help you map that out correctly. But if you can't exercise every day, then we kind of make a program that'll do a little bit of all, cardio, legs, arms, so that if you're only exercising three times a week or two times a week, we kind of hit all the buttons.
So here's my my question for me now. One of the things that I notice as I approach 60 is decreasing flexibility. Are there some, you know, I stop at a stop sign and turn my head to see what's coming, and it creaks and makes funny noises and hurts. Is there some program I could do to regain flexibility?
Well, we try to incorporate a little bit of stretching in that, and that's, I think, a wellness program that I want to add in the future, like yoga or Tai Chi. Those kind of things really help maintain that flexibility, mobility, and that core strength. I think a lot of our, we forget about our abdominal muscles, especially the ones from the belly button down, the lower ab muscles, which control the pelvis and our positioning. So if we can keep that core strength through planks and different other exercises, I think that really helps your mobility and your independence in the future.
All right, very good. So when are these programs? Are they underway in Peng Yan or coming soon?
Coming soon. We're looking to start in Peng Yan, and we have a few people signed up. There's still we try to keep it to five people a class so that you get that individual treatment. We're trying to start a class June 26th down there. July 9th, it's starting in Waterloo. And we're just finishing up our first session in Geneva, which was a terrific, terrific start.
So it sounds like kind of in general, the theme that you've been stressing today is find what works rather than getting discouraged and quitting. That people start some kind of program, it's not working out for them, and they just quit. So maybe it isn't that you need to adjust what you're doing or how you're doing it or how long you're doing it till you find something that works for you.
Yep. That's one of the successful keys to success is doing what you enjoy. I don't like the treadmill personally. I like the elliptical machine, so I incorporated that into mine. And I'm a basketball player, so I try to make sure I'm out shooting hoops. I'm not going to not shoot hoops. So I kind of incorporate what I like, and that's what we try to tell people to do. Biking was your favorite thing growing up, and you like biking, and we've had people come in their 70s. We get them back on the bike, and they have great success. And they come to us doing 3 minutes, and they left us doing 15. So, you know, to see that measurement. And they keep their own log of their exercises, too, so that they can see their successes and see how they've advanced over just the 8 sessions.
Is it a good idea to get, like, one of these Fitbits or something? Is that a good thing for most
people? People like feedback. I think people like feedback, and that'll give them, you know, you can hook them up to the computer even and make graphs. And it depends on your style, but those are pretty good, too, because I think they do the sleep patterns even, because sleep is so important to success of maintaining your mobility and how energetic you are to do things. So,
and I think the individualization is what's so key here, is you'll come in and get this kind of individualized assessment. Think about being in a group of five where someone's giving you personalized attention, assessing your gait, giving you a sense of sort of here's an area of strength for you, here's an area where you may be accommodating, like we were just talking about, and that accommodation might be okay for right now, but over time it's going to cause a deterioration or it's going to cause you to have a balance issue or a risk for fall. So those are the pieces that I think what this offers that's beyond just what you can get sort of in your local neighbor. This is what makes it really sort of health-focused and prevention-oriented. So it's called Get Up and Get Going, and Yates County is sort of the grant that was being funding the Yates County work. This has been happening, as we said, in Geneva. So we're just thrilled, appreciative of the support, and grateful that people are wanting to stay active and wanting to be healthy.
Well, we look forward to seeing it spread throughout the Finger Lakes Health area. Maureen, thanks as always. Good to see you. Laura, thank you.
Thanks,
Ben.
All
right.
Thanks for the personal tips here. Someday I will get myself into better health. 8:53, Finger Lakes Morning News.